Happy birthday today to Frank Black. Black Francis, real name Charles Michael Kittredge Thompson IV. Guitarist, singer, and leader of the American band Pixies. Big influence on Nirvana, Radiohead, Bush, many other bands. Frank Black has released 10 solo albums as well, and Wave of Mutilation from Pixies. Frank Black celebrating a birthday today, and he turns 55 years old. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for joining us on this Monday morning all across the state of Michigan. And right now, Rich Studley is with us, President, Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. You can find him on Twitter at rstudley if you wish. Rich, thanks for joining us once again here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, I guess I'll start by asking you to give us an overview of how things are looking here in the state of Michigan as the shutdown continues, the stay-at-home orders continue. We did get a relief in bill form for some small businesses in the CARES Act. What's your appraisal of the situation right now?
Well, Scott, as I talk with Michigan Chamber members around the country, employers of every size and type and members here in Michigan, it's obvious that we're in the middle of a public health emergency. It is a serious situation. We urge your listeners to, as much as they can, stay home, stay safe, wash your hands. The good news, I think, is that most Michiganders are doing everything they can to be helpful. Across the state, employers who are, that allowed to stay open are working very hard, and we're seeing a lot of everyday heroes, from truck drivers to grocery store workers, and doctors and other medical help, really doing extraordinary work. It's critically important that the legislature and the governor work together in the fight against the coronavirus. But it's also important to remember that the legislature and the executive branch each have a role in shaping state government's response to COVID-19. We are in a state of emergency, but the Constitution has not been suspended. We still have three separate and independent branches of government.
Now, there might be some meetings tomorrow in Lansing involving lawmakers and acting on the governor's request. She wants a 70-day extension of the emergency, allowing her emergency powers. There's talk from Mike Shirky and others about perhaps making that shorter, I think somewhere in the 25 or 27-day range. What would you like to see out of Lansing?
During natural disasters and this type of public emergency, governors and the president have extraordinary emergency powers, but as I mentioned earlier, our system of state government is based on separation of powers. That's what protects liberty and freedom and the right to free speech and free enterprise. And so we support the plan on the part of the Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker of the House to meet tomorrow. We are encouraging them to move forward with a more reasonable, shorter extension of the governor's emergency orders. We think looking at both the need to protect public health and the need to protect our state's economic health, that extending the current orders through the end of April 30th would be timely and appropriate.
Rich Studley with us, President, CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce here on the Steve Gruber Show. You mentioned a few times, you know, this balance between public health and, of course, the economic health of the state as well. What sort of things are you looking at? What sort of things are you looking for when it comes to allowing perhaps some of the shuttered, businesses and some of the shuttered workers to get back to doing what they do best?
Well, Scott, thank you for asking. Again, I want to be very clear. At the Michigan Chamber, our view is that fighting COVID-19, fighting it together, should be our top priority. On the other hand, as we talk with job providers around the state, what we know for a fact now is that Michigan has a statewide stay-at-home order. It is one of the most complicated and most difficult to understand orders in the country. There's now overlap and duplication with conflicting local ordinances. So it's been very difficult for employees and employers to figure out how to comply. We think there is a need to clarify the executive order. We hope the legislature will work with the governor to do that. We can get through this if we work together, but it's also becoming increasingly apparent that there are many businesses today that are closed, who have good health and safety track records, and have business models that would allow their employees to return to work. Three typical examples of these kinds of businesses would be window washing and lawn mowing and other forms of outdoor activity mm-hmm. where many individuals work independently or they drive to work separately. And we think it is time to take a look at those businesses that have no health risk and that can operate safely and allow them to get back into operation. Some lawmakers have pointed out there's no reason why a golf course can't reopen and have one person on a cart, let people get outside and get some recreation. These decisions can be made with an eye toward protecting public health and allowing workers to return safely. We have to begin focusing on economic recovery as well, and what steps can we take to allow employees to get back to work so they can support their families.
Rich Dudley, President, CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. You can find him on Twitter as well, at R. Studley. Rich, thank you so much for jumping on this morning and telling us about the business and the economy here in Michigan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. I want to encourage your listeners to visit michamber.com and look for our coronavirus toolkit. There's a lot of timely and helpful information there for both employees and employers. Thanks so much.
Yep, michamber.com, michamber.com for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. That's Rich Studley. Thanks, Rich, for jumping on this program with us. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Closing up Hour 2, the show always goes very quickly. And Hour 3 up next, Mark Mix and Phil Wegman from Real Clear Politics. He's been in the briefing room just about every day on the coronavirus briefings with the president and doctors and others. Vice President talking about a bit about Michigan yesterday. Let's talk about that in Hour 3, too. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work,
when it's time to get back to work,
together, we're going to bring this economy back.